Hello, this is Mary Lindo. I'm so glad you're listening to this podcast today, and my prayer is that you will be inspired, challenged, and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. Sit back now with a cup of tea or your favorite coffee and listen to what the Lord has to say to us today. Today's podcast is called New Winds Are Blowing, Yet There Is a Risk. I'm sure that you are all aware of the things that are going on right now in the world. How could we not be? And everything seems to be good is portrayed as evil, and evil is portrayed as good. Now, my spiritual discernment tells me that a change in the spiritual climate is coming. And yes, there are absolutely risks. There absolutely is risk associated with the shifting of your focus, your choices, and standards. For some, there is a risk that the newness that God is bringing will also bring an ending to their way of doing things and an ending to the security of the past. And for others, there is risk that they will be the people called to forge into new territory in the power of the Spirit and to announce and help build and steward the newness that God is bringing. I often ponder at times, and I stew and I pace, about where the church is in this postmodern culture and where it desperately needs to be heading. I feel change is in the air, and I sense a new freshness and direction being orchestrated by the Lord in His church, meaning His people. I'm sure not smart enough to know what all that means, nor am I able to predict the future. But the signs are there. My spiritual discernment tells me that a change in the spiritual climate is coming. I'm not yet sure whether this is a storm or just the rains after a drought, but I have an inkling that it may be the wind of opportunity that promises a new beginning that I hear blowing. It may just be the fresh winds of the Spirit that will bring about the showers of spiritual blessings that people used to sing about. But most likely, this is not the case. Our world and our culture are changing rapidly all around us. With new communication technology and media and increasing global interaction, we face a world that will absolutely be different from the one which we have lived in for so long. Our own society is changing, and there are new ways of thinking and new ways of doing things. Think self-driving cars and drones delivering pizzas. The year we are in just sped through and was just a date on the calendar, but that date caused us to take a long look at where we have been and where we are going. And when we looked closely, the changes unfolding all around us have surprised us, or at least it surprised me. Of course, some want to see changes, any changes, as threatening, and so they move into a doomsday mode and adopt a negative view. Think the Jonah syndrome. They fight most of any kind of change as a change for the worst. There are things to be concerned about with some changes, but where some people only see problems, others see opportunities. Friends, change can be threatening and it can be scary and hard. Hard, hard work. However, the people who study these things say that times of change are the best opportunities for people to respond to God. The uncertainty and discomfort that any major change brings opens the door to reevaluate your life and ask questions about your purpose and what in your life has meaning. If that's true in individuals, I'm pretty sure that it's also true of society, and it's true of the church. Studies and stats show that there is more interest in religion and spirituality in the world at large now than there has been in the last half century. Of course, some of that spirituality is the weird and twisted kind, and certainly not Christian, but that also tells us that there are opportunities to proclaim the gospel in love, with authentic compassion, and yet without compromising. Honestly speaking, I'm not sure what all that means for the church. The message hasn't changed, and the truth hasn't changed, but the world has. And how we speak and express the truth will need to change in order to speak to that world. new winds are blowing. The spiritual climate is changing. The smell of fresh breezes and fresh showers are in the air, but one thing is certain. There will be no status quo. There will be no going on as usual. The changes are already in process. We can't change things just because we decide it should be done, friends. That's presumption. If we say we want God's plan or plans for change, we have to get the blueprints from Him. But we can do it as God calls out to us and reveals to us where He is working in the world. And then we can do it. We can risk as we listen, hear, and respond to that call, as God enables and graces us with the courage it will take to adjust the rudder of our ship. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be watching closely for the changes in the spiritual weather. And I will be listening carefully so I don't miss the voice of God in the darkness. If someone asks me about a voice that they may have heard calling their name in the night, I'll be ready to tell them to say these words: "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." The Lord came and stood there and called as He had before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, I am your servant and I am listening." That's from Samuel 3:10. I encourage you to pray with me right now as we face these new spiritual climates that are changing and the new winds of God that are blowing. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we realize that things are different. Things have changed. And there are storms on the horizon. In fact, upon every move we take, every direction we go, there is something that seems to be boiling over, and darkness seems to be encroaching, and fear is at a heightened level in the earth. But Father, we realize right now that when we come to you, you are looking into our hearts, asking us to get things right that we have left as clutter behind us. Those relationships that we have sabotaged or betrayed, or the people that we've used or walked upon, or the people that we have neglected or withheld love from. We ask you, Lord, to adjust our hearts to change the way we relate, to help us to understand your heart. We want to be right with you, Father. Before we can right the world, we ask that you create in us clean hearts and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, O Lord. Remove not your Holy Spirit from us. Father, I ask that those that are listening to this podcast today would question their own motives, that your Holy Spirit that was sent to convict the world of sin would begin with us, the people, the church, each as an individual, each as a holy temple unto you, that you would begin to challenge and sharpen and hone and chisel off the things that cause us to cling to rules and legacies, to change those things in our hearts, Father, those things that cling to structures, perhaps even buildings or positions, and to yield simply to be servants, disciples, and those that teach disciples, those that go out in the highways and the byways, back out onto the streets, back into the neighborhoods, caring for those among us. Father, we need you. We rest in you. We know rest is a weapon against darkness, that when we rest and wait in your presence, we receive instruction from the place we belong to, and that is an eternal kingdom. I thank you, Father, that those that are listening today might reread it, that you touch their hearts with certain key statements and help them hear the sound of your voice and instruction that is coming from you from above. We bless you, we worship you, and we will not turn astray during hard times, and we will not grow cold-hearted. Father, use us in the way that you have designed and chosen for us. We lay down agendas, we lay down plans, and we pick up your word, meditating on it, waiting before you, asking you to separate it out and show us the way that we should be walking in it. We honor you alone, we bow our knee to only you, Heavenly Father, and we worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Divine Trinity. We thank you, Father, for all of your attributes. We ask you to enlarge your grace and mercy within us and strengthen us to not be afraid. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you'd like to hear some other podcasts, of course, they're for no fee, no charge. You can go to my website at www.marylindo.com. I bless you today, and I encourage you to seek the Lord and be faithful and true to Him, listening to His voice and being used by Him through the fullest you possibly can. Goodbye for now.